you're going to be playing AFLX. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, no, you know, it's very exciting. It's a new thing that the AFL is bringing in, and it's something that's going to suit, you know, a lot of younger players coming through. But it brings families together, and it's something new. I mean, cricket's got the Big Bash, rugby's got the Sevens, so it's a good concept that the AFL is bringing in.
You're excited by it?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. It's that sort of fast game that we all want to play, high scoring game, and we've been working on it throughout the training sessions. We've got another game today. Where we can, you know, put that sort of stuff into practice.
How taxing is it physically, Mike?
Yeah, it's pretty taxing. I mean, all of us majority sprint work, but over pre-season we work for that, and it's something we can take into round one, because we always want to throw the first punch, so that's what we want to do.
So we saw you play some really good footy moving in the midfield last year. Is something like this, because of the running requirement, is it good training for you if you want to play midfield a bit more this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, midfield, because I started in the forward line last year, but moving into the midfield is a whole different sort of running, regime, technique. You have to, it's more the same old pace, but in the forward line is more sprint work. So, different sort of running ways through there, but it's something that I can take into practice and also use in there as well.
How much relevance does it have in terms of getting you ready for round one AFL?
Yeah, it does. It gets you ready, whether it's JLT or this new concept AFLX. Little ways to make you improve, whether you're in running skills under pressure as well. So it's something we're really looking forward to.
On the women's telecast on Saturday night, Nat Fyfe thought he might be named in the squad. Do you know if another big name might be going?
I'm not really sure about who else is in it, but because I'm doing media today, Ross is. Look, I was lucky enough for him to tell me that I'm playing, so it's good.
What about the concept itself? The flashy, it's fast, it's quick moving, it's high skilled. It sort of appears that someone like your quality is a player it's going to suit. Is that something that excites you about playing it? That you're almost one of the pin-ups because it's.
Yeah, well, it is exciting. You can look at it that way, but then also you can look at it. There's a lot of other teams that have got sort of players like me as well, so it's going to be even harder on me defensively. But it's something that I'm really looking forward to. As you said, it's a flashy type of game, and that's the reason why we play. We want to make the crowd get involved, and we want to keep it exciting for them.
Given it's 18 on a side compared to 7, is there any relevance in terms of game plan, or is it just purely just go out and all attack?
Yeah, well, some teams are going to do that. We've been playing it here over the last couple of weeks, and it's more of a one-on-one sort of game, so it's you versus the opposition player. So it's far more taxing. You're running up and down. Once you get a turnover, you have to run defensively very quick. So it'll be interesting to see what it's like against the other teams.
Mick Malthouse said on the weekend that his main concern would be whoever goes down the race comes back up the race without injury. Do you ever think about injury when you're playing something like this, which is different to what you normally play?
No, you don't really. It could happen in training as well throughout the pre-season, but I mean, he's right. We don't want our players to get injured. No one wants to see their teammate get injured or yourself. So, there's a bit of risk involved, but we're here to take risks and we're here to play footy. And like I said, it's an exciting new concept, and everyone's looking forward to it.
You said you're not too sure who else is in the squad, but is there a chance, do you think, we'll see some of the young players, the draftees from last year, make an appearance?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, they've been training hard. I don't think too many of them have been injured over the pre-season, so it'll be good to see them get involved and see what AFL footy's like and the guys from other teams. And it's good to see their hard work pay off as well.
Do you take a ruckman at all?
I'm not really sure. I mean, it's a fast game, but I mean, every team needs a ruckman or someone long down the line can kick it to.
Sandy would be putting his hand up then?
Oh, there's no doubt Sandy probably put his hand up. He puts his hand up for most things. So, it'd be interesting to see what the team, what Ross and the coaching staff bring out.
Got a bit of scope to play a few tricks. You're known as a highly skilled player. Might see a bit of one-on-one brilliance from you.
Oh, I try and do it all the time. Like I said, everyone's there. All the players are there to bring some excitement, and whether it's Fifey, me, Brad Hill, or Pendlebury, we're just out there to impress the fans, and we want everyone to just enjoy the game AFL.
AFLX aside, what have you noticed through the pre-season? Are there signs that
pubs and improving, and you know, could you get back in the finals?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we are improving. Finals is a long way from where we're at now. We're not really focusing on that. We want to focus on AFLX, JLT, but really just improving our game week by week throughout training. So the finals is a long way. We're not even thinking about that yet. Like I said, we just want to focus on us and us right now.
Michael, the team's had trouble scoring over the last couple of years. Does something like this, where you have to be aggressive and you have to score, does that help maybe improve your scoring capacity, do you think, in some small way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to, you know, you have to put in the practice now, especially playing the AFLX, because it is a high-scoring game. You can also take something from out of the AFLX and take it into round one. So there's no doubt it's going to help us score, and we're just really looking forward to it.
You were tipped out early last year with the knee. How's that tracking now? Obviously fully back into it, but how's your off-season been?
Yeah, no, the off-season's been fine. Throughout the pre-season, I started off a bit slow, but I'm really good now. The knee's feeling good, and I'm just looking forward to get some games under my belt, and I'll be fine for round one.
Your fitness levels is where it should be at this sort of time, you know, relevant to the previous years as well?
Yeah, I mean, my fitness level is probably better than previous years. I put in the mind that, you know, throughout the off-season I wanted to work hard, because I knew I was going to play more midfield this year, and that's one area that I had to really improve is my fitness. And throughout the off-season, as I said, you know, I've been working hard and leading into pre-season as well.
Any idea how Harley's been always going?
Yeah, Harley's going good. You know, I speak to him on the regular, and he's looking fit. So I think he's still got a couple more weeks before he's back. And everyone's excited to see him come back, and there's no doubt that he's excited to come back and get back in with the boys.
Everyone's sort of, you've obviously been through a comeback where you were sent away from the club. Do you think he's doing all the right things?
Yeah, there's no doubt he's doing all the right things. Harley's been in the system for a number of years now, and things haven't gone his way in the past, but I mean, nothing changes. His work rate's still there, his skills are still there, and we just hope to see him back very soon.
When you were sent away, Michael, what did it make you realise that made you come back and be the great player that you are now?
Yeah, my wife was pregnant at the time, and I knew that, you know, in order for me to, you know, provide for my family, I had to play AFL footy, and that kept me in the right mindset, and also on track to get back. So for Harley, you know, he's a quality player, someone that we really need, and I just hope he's back very soon.
Do you counsel him on that? Sort of like talk about, you know, it's a complete requirement, isn't it, to be an AFL player? Everyone knows he trains hard, but to keep himself, you know, nice and neat and tidy off the field as well.
Yeah, well, he knows that. He knows that, you know. You know, you have to act, the best you can, whether you're at the club or away from the club, and and you can see now that it's struck home. He's working hard, and he just can't wait to get back. So we're looking forward to seeing him back.